So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Matza Igrishum. If one finds documents recording Besdin's evaluation of a property for seizure, the Igris Mazen, or documents recording a husband's commitment to support his stepdaughter, Shtar Chalitza Meunin, or documents recording that a Yevama performed a Chalitza and that she may remarry, or a Meun, whereby a minor girl nullifies her marriage, Vishtar Birurin, referring to either Shtar Tanasa, documents recording a claim in Besdin, or Zebar Layachad Vizebar Layachad, an agreement between the litigants as to the makeup of a Besdin. The Mishnah continues, V'chomaisa Besdin, or documents recording an act of Besdin, Hareza Yachzer, he returns these documents. The Mishnah continues, Matza Bechafisa Ovid Luskima, if the document was found in an identifiable jug or box, or Tachar Shal Shtaris, Ayaguda Shal Shtaris, or if several documents were rolled or bound together, Hareza Yachzer, they are returned. The Mishnah explains, V'kama Aguda Shal Shtaris, Shleisha Kashur and Zebeze, a bundle consists of at least three documents tied together. However, as Rashi points out, Kul Alma Karchi Shtar Shtar La'atzme B'Karshon Noisen Yachad, documents are usually rolled separately and then tied together, and so this arrangement cannot serve as a simon, an identifying characteristic by which one returns them. Therefore, the Gemara infers kesher simon, the specific type of knot used to tie the bundle, serves as a simon. Alternately, the Mishnah refers to shleisha keruchin ze bazeh, three documents rolled together, and this unusual arrangement is a sufficient simon. However, Braisa describes kamahu tachru shel shtaris shleisha keruchin ze bazeh. A roll also consists of at least three documents rolled together. Apparently, both Tachrich and Aguda are documents rolled together. However, the Gemara explains the difference. Tachrich, kolchad v'chad b'reish d'chavrei. Each one is rolled over the previous roll. Aguda d'rama adodi. They are first placed one on top of the other, and then all rolled together. The Gemara points out that if Machr is minyan, he announces the number of documents he found, and the owner identifies the way they were wrapped together, then Ma'ir Yitlasa Falatrainami. The same method should be effective if he finds two documents. Rather, Shtari Machris, he announces that he found documents. The owner then identifies the number of documents and the way they were bound. Therefore, as Rashi explains, Trey made the idea to meet Shtar Shtayim. It was obvious from his declaration that he found at least two, and therefore the number is not a sufficient simon. The Mishnah continues, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Echad Alev Mishleisha, Yachzul Aleva. If all three documents were from the same borrower, they return to him, because as the Gemara explains, my bo gabi hadadi, they're obviously his, because why else were they found together? Furthermore, we cannot speculate lekeminu azli, they were taken together to be certified, because the mekaimi, they're already certified. We also do not suspect miyada de safra nafal, the scribe lost them after certifying them, because lemashi inish kiyumi biyada de safra, people did not leave documents by the scribe for any length of time, and so it is more likely that the borrower lost them. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, Shleisha halavim min ha'echad yachzal amalva. If all three documents were from the same lender, they returned to him because maybo gab hadadi. They're obviously his because why else were they found together? Furthermore, we do not speculate lemichtavinu azli. Perhaps they were all lost by one scribe who lost them all because tachsivi betlas yodei safri. They were written in three handwritings. We also did not suspect lekermini azli, they were lost while being taken to be certified because malva mekayim shtari, loiva le mekayim shtari. It is the creditor who certifies the documents, not the debtor. The Mishnah continues, matze shtar ben shtareisav ven yidea mativa. If someone finds a document in his possession and does not know its status, as Rashi explains, im haloiva hefkida etzloi oi hamalva, he's unsure whether the borrower or the lender entrusted him with it, oishem miktsase peru o mesrule lia shlish beinein, or if it was partially paid, and both parties entrusted it to him until the debtor pays in full, Yehimunach Achayav Eliyahu, it remains in his possession until someone's ownership is proven conclusively. The Mishnah concludes, Im Yeshimon Simfainis, Yasimasha Simfainis. If a creditor found the receipt in his possession, we assume the loan was indeed paid, and the debtor trusted him to give him the receipt later. The Gemara cites a ruling of Rav. Simfain Hayitzim Mitachas Yidei Malva. If a creditor finds a receipt in his possession, the receipt is invalid, and the debtor must pay the loan. And we can explain the receipt either way. If it was written by a scribe, we assume that he met a scribe and took advantage of the opportunity to write the receipt in anticipation of the repayment of the debt. Furthermore, even if it was written by the creditor, it might not have been used because he may have reasoned, the debtor may come to repay the loan shortly before nightfall, when the scribe will not be available. And he will refuse to pay without receiving a receipt. Therefore, he may write the receipt in advance to have it ready when needed. Therefore, it does not prove that the loan was paid. Now, Rav rules pasul. The receipt is invalid, since it was in the creditor's possession, while our Mishnah ruled, we accept the receipt as valid. The Gemara answers, Shenimtza bein shtaris keruin. The Mishnah refers to a receipt found among his discarded documents, indicating that he no longer needed to use it because the loan was paid. Ordinarily, however, pasul such a receipt is indeed invalid. However, the Gemara adds, Yiskaim mechesamav, deshailin luhu l'sahadi ipurua iloi purua. We do attempt to ascertain whether it was paid by locating and questioning the signatories. The Gemara cites several exceptions. Sinfin sheyeshalav edekiyim kasher. If it was certified in court, it was certainly assumed it was used and the debt repaid. Yitzim etachas yidei shlish kasher. If it was entrusted to a third party, he's believed to say whether it was used because hai hemne malva l'shlish, the creditor agreed to trust him regarding the loan. Yitzim la'achar chisin shtar is kasher. If the receipt was written on the loan document itself, it is valid because the ilav de paria l'havim mor l'shtari. He would not write a receipt on the document itself in advance. Therefore, the debt was clearly repaid. Hanulach Shnaim Eichsum Rav Baruch Hashem completed the first parak of Masechta Bar Metzia, and will begin the second parak, Eil Metzias, in the next shir, Be'ezras Hashem.